all the key parts figured out for you, okay? So here it is online at uscode.house.gov from U.S. House of Representatives Lawyers. Here it is, you know, we're talking about miscellaneous excise taxes, environmental taxes, and subchapter A, tax on petroleum. And you see section 4612, definition and special rules, okay? He gives you definitions for the purposes of this subchapter. What subchapter? Subchapter A, tax on petroleum. And it defines many obvious things like crude oil, domestic crude oil, and so forth, right? Well, look at this. United States, where the tax apply, it tells us, means the 50 states. That's right, because the excise taxes must be uniform throughout the United States. It applies everywhere. Tax on petroleum oil. And as you see, all these various U.S. territories, continental shelf areas, and include the U.S. foreign trade zones. So this is an indirect tax that applies everywhere. Again, clearly, it includes the 50 states that we consider to be the United States normally. Now, let's go to direct taxes. And the Constitution says representative and direct taxes shall be apportioned among the several states, which may be included within this union according to their respective numbers. Okay? Which shall be determined by so-and-so, whatever. You know, they got, that's what the census is all about, folks. They find out how much each state has and say, well, this state gets this much tax. This state gets this much tax. Of course, that tax is passed on to its people. Okay? And the state generally collected the tax from the people because back then, folks, there was no telephone, television, telegram. There was no cars, airplanes. There was only horse and buggy. Even trains did not exist in late 1700s. So the states would collect the tax and give it to the federal government, okay? So I'm going to show you some examples of this from way back then. Here it is, folks. On the top right, look at that. July 14, 1798, okay? This is very old. And on the top it says, an act to lay and collect a direct tax within the United States. See? That tells you it's direct tax in 1798, right? And that a direct tax of $2 million shall, and hereby is laid upon the United States and apportioned to the states respectively in the manner of the following. So you see, all these states are listed there, okay? So I'm just going to read, you know, a little bit of it. For example, you see here, they started to say that to the state of New Hampshire, $77,705.36 and 2 mils. That's 1/10 of a cent. See? To the state of Massachusetts, $260,435.31 and 2 mils. See? They did this, folks, back in 1798, direct taxes. And you see this was done again on the top right, August 2nd, 1813, a direct tax apportioned to the state. Here we go. You see to the top left, January 9th, 1815, a direct tax of $6 million apportioned to the state. Here it is, 1816. Again, you see a direct tax of $6 million, okay? Okay, that is apportioned to the states, folks. Here's another one, 1861. It's right, 1861. You see that in the second page, in the top of the second page here, okay? And it says, and be it further enacted that a direct tax of $20 million be in his right annually laid upon the United States. Yep, okay? And they list the states. Here we are. You see Maine, New Hampshire, states of the Union are listed here. Florida, is he listed there? So they've done that, folks, before, okay? Now, The Sixth Amendment supposedly was ratified to allow a direct tax without apportionment, without accounting of the numbers. Remember, let me refresh you before I get to the 16th Amendment, that here it is. They said direct taxes shall be apportioned among the states, okay, according to their numbers, right, to be determined, right? So here we are. 16th Amendment says the Congress shall have power to lay and collect taxes on income from whatever source derived without apportionment among the several states and without regard to any census or enumeration or counting. That enumeration means counting, enumerate. Okay? So supposedly in 1913, by ratifying the Sixth Amendment, which wasn't ratified, but that doesn't really matter for our purposes, that allowed the American people to be directly taxed. But that's a deception, as you'll see momentarily, okay? So here's the U.S. Supreme Court in the case of Stanton versus Vaulting Mining Company, okay? Came out in 1916. Before that, there was another case called Bruce Shaver versus Union Pacific Railroad, which they mentioned that. The Bruce Shaver case is the first one that talks about the Sixth Amendment and said it's an indirect excise tax, okay? But it was such a convoluted language that rather showing you that, I'm going to show you Supreme Court again just 3 years later telling you clearly what does the Bruce Shaver Supreme Court meant to say. Okay? So here it is. Stanton versus Baltimore Money Company in 1916, and the relevant language says this, okay, that by the previous ruling, the Bushaver case, it was settled that the provision of the amendment conferred no new power of taxation. See? Give no new power of taxation to the federal government. See, so it didn't change anything whatsoever. See, no new power of taxation. And then, so if that's the case, then how the heck did they impose income tax if the 16th Amendment did not give Congress any new taxing powers? There was a loophole they didn't tell you about, okay? And I'm going to show you that deception, how they came across it, okay? You see, one of the things they did is they gave the federal government a land to be determined to be independent of the states. There was no such thing as the federal government on the Articles of Confederation, okay, until the Constitution was ratified, 1791. Over a decade, states were complete independent countries. So they delegated the states certain powers to the federal government, 18 to be specific. So when they did that, in order for the federal government to not be under the thumb of any of the states, they said, we're going to give you your own land to do whatever you want to do. And that land came to be known the District of Columbia. It's not a state, it's a district, right? So they wrote in the Constitution that the federal government had the power to exercise exclusive legislation in all cases whatsoever over such district not exceeding 10 mile squares as made by secession of particular states. That means states giving it up, and the acceptance of Congress become the seat of the government of the United States. Okay, and to exercise like authority over all places purchased by the consent of the legislature of the state in which the same shall be for the erection of forts, magazines, arsenals, dockyards, and other needful buildings. Okay, and to make all laws which shall be necessary and proper for carrying into execution the foregoing powers. Okay? So basically, essentially, when you read all this, folks, it is very simple. The federal government can do whatever it wants in all cases whatsoever over the land which was given to them by Maryland and Virginia became to be known as the District of Columbia. It was a swamp land. It still is a swamp, but a different kind of swamp. Okay? So, then here we go down. There was a Supreme Court case called Down versus Bidwell. Okay? It was a 1901 U.S. Supreme Court case. This was a terrible U.S. Supreme Court decision. 5-4. The five majority gave different opinions, every one of them, but they agreed on the results. The four minorities said it's wrong, but they all agreed. Okay? So it's such a convoluted, long case. Wikipedia, in this case, does a very nice job of summarizing what it says. Okay? I don't like Wikipedia for many other reasons. They're political, but here they do a good job. Okay? And this was a case where it was decided that where the territories of the United States are subject to the provision and protection of the U.S. Constitution. Okay? Okay. So the decision narrowly held that the Constitution does not necessarily apply to U.S. territories. Yep. Instead, the U.S. Congress has jurisdiction to create law within territories in certain circumstances, particularly those dealing with revenue, taxes, which would not be allowed by the Constitution for the U.S. states. Yeah, how about that? You see, particularly those dealing with revenue taxes, they can impose taxes that would not be allowed by the Constitution for the U.S. states. Mm-hmm. So basically, they can tax something importing to one part of D.C. this way, another part of D.C. a different way. They can do that. And what happens in 1895, Spanish-American War, U.S. government stole by force Puerto Rico and Guam and Philippines from the Spanish Empire and did not want them to become U.S. states because they were not English-speaking, common-law Anglo-Saxons. They could not be easily merged into our system of laws. There were already people there. It was never intent of the founders for America to become an empire. All of a sudden, it became an empire. And these people could not become easily merged part of the United States. So they kept in the territory. This was the tax was being in territories of the United States. So basically, in Philippines, Guam, Puerto Rico, all U.S. territories, the federal government can tax things any way that the federal government wants to do. So that's why in 1913, the very first tax law that they wrote, okay, it said this in 1913. Okay? Here it is, folks. I've cut out the first U.S. federal tax law after the Sixth Amendment, the 1913 law. You see it right here. It's a tax on every citizen of the United States and every person residing in the United States, right? A tax was imposed. However, the definition of the term United States is key. Yes. The term state in the United States only included D.C. and U.S. territories. Look at that, folks. Let me read it for you. That the word state or United States when used in this section shall be construed to include any territory, Alaska, the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, and the Philippine Islands when such construction is necessary to carry out its provisions. Wow. See? Look at the word term state and United States. None of them include the 50 states. They include all its territories, which are not states. But it doesn't matter. They can define terms any way they want to define them. And they didn't tell you that that's the definition. They hid them in the law books. Who look up federal law books? Almost nobody. anybody assume, oh, United States, state, oh, that's where I'm from. I'm from the state of California or Florida, but not for purposes of the 1913 Tax Act. It was United States and state only applied to D.C. and U.S. territories. And over decades, folks, all these territories came out of the definition of the United States. Three people became an independent country. Alaska, Hawaii became states. Between Puerto Rico and Guam out of it, and what's left since 1954, right, is what? You see the law today, again, from U.S. House of Representatives website on the definitions, as only the District of Columbia. Renews in this title, Section 7701 says. What title? Title 26, the Internal Revenue Code, the Federal Tax Laws, right? So in federal tax laws, they define so many things like the term United States and state. And as you see, United States only means the states and the District of Columbia. And the term state means only the District of Columbia. So United States means only District of Columbia plus the District of Columbia. Yep, it's a D.C. tax. So the tax is on Washington, D.C. Federal land. Remember, Downs versus Bidwell told us what? It told us that the U.S. Congress has jurisdiction to create law within territories in certain circumstances, particularly in those dealing with revenue, which would not be allowed by the Constitution for the United States. You see, income tax is obviously a direct tax on you, how much you make. It's on you. In the 50 states, they could not do it without apportionment among the states, depending on population of the states, like they had done back in 1700s and 1800s. But in Washington, D.C., it doesn't matter. They could do it any way they want. They never told you. I did not know it for a long time until the laws became available on government's official legal websites. And I said, oh, my gosh, these definitions are key. And I realized, oh, you know what? I am definitely for gender-affirming care, but not the way they define it. The way they define it is chemical and physical mutilation and castration. They destroy your gender. That's not care. I'm for real care and affirming. I'm a man, and this person is a woman. Folks, these definitions are key. We've got to go by it. So you got to be careful not to adopt the definition that they want you to think. That's the deception they do. And that's why I say at our website, we need to free yourself of IRS's power. It's first free yourself of IRS deception. Then you can be free of their slavery and robbery. Yep. So that's why you want to go, folks, to our website, freedomlawschool.org, okay? Never again you have to voluntarily pay the Washington, D.C. swamp safely and legally, guaranteed if you want, and that's how we're going to restore freedom in America, folks, okay? So you go down, click on the seven steps on the top right or below, and when you scroll down there, folks, you see step one is to follow the law. I show people again in more detail that based on the official legal websites of U.S. government, no law requires 99% of Americans to file and pay the income tax. And the proof is this 9-minute video, folks. Yes, it's all right there in this 9-minute video. There's two other very short videos here under 10 minutes right here. And there's a longer version of all these three videos right below there. Then you go to the other steps. Two, you stop filing an income tax confession forms. Why? Because you must stop putting a rope around your neck. It's the most dangerous thing to do. We can help you stop withholding from your paycheck No problem, folks. Okay, no more sending money to the IRS anymore. You give them the power to do all this stuff to you, folks. Yes, put the noose around your neck. And then you got to go to step three after that. And you got to realize the IRS is mostly bluff. Yes, IRS is truly the Wizard of Oz that the major media created. Yes, the same crooks in the major media that sold you that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction, Trump-Russia conspiracy hoax, January 6th was an insurrection, okay, that told you about the Corona hoax, same media for over 100 years have sold you the IRS of God. Now the strike you did if you don't file and pay income tax, the lease. It's a matrix of deception, folks. So after step three, you free yourself of all that. Then you want to go to step four. Take courage from our victories. Yes, folks, I've beaten the IRS many, many times. They've taken him into court. I've taken him to court, and I've beat them more than once. Okay, and then, folks, step five, you should question your authority. Yes, you don't have to pay tribute to the beast. It's really sacred, folks. It's very simple, okay? Write your Congress members, file and pay income tax only if your congressman can show you the law that requires you to file and pay income taxes. Now you can safely free yourself from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. And all this, folks, is for free. Every one of you have a right and a duty to write your congressman. Those are five steps. Write them and free yourself. And you can do it, folks. They're leaving non-filers alone. You see, wholesale non-files are being left alone by the IRS. No audits. There's nothing to do audit, but there's no return. Yes, folks. So, and now, but people say, pay them on. Okay, thank you for that option. Some of you will do it. Some of you say, pay them on. I want a guarantee. I want some safety backup. Can I have you back me up in case? And the answer is yes. If you want to be part of our founding fathers of America, the modern founding fathers of America, to restore freedom, I've got an option for you. I will guarantee you that not only they'll never be able to put you in prison, but they will fight for you, win for you, and even if we were to lose, guess what? They take your money, $10,000, $10 million, whatever, we'll reimburse you. That's how confident I am we can beat these crooks, okay? That's where you go to step six. And you might can join the Restore Freedom Plan and get a lifetime guarantee. IRS will not take anything of yours, okay? And we'll reimburse you. And folks, this is you if you want it to be you. Yes. Like George Washington, these great men, folks, we got to stand up, take back our freedoms. I came from Iran. We had no freedoms there, right? To land the free, home of the brave like these men. I found myself in the land of the meek and the indentured slaves. You are not a slave. You are a free man if you believe it. And you can be free if you allow yourself to be free, to continue on the search and quest for freedom. So, folks, it's in your hands to be a founding father. Be free, and you contribute. So you give us a portion of what you have given the swamp. This is what you put up, given us D.C. swamp. Keep the great majority of it, okay? That's all yours. And give 30% of it approximately to the Restore Freedom Plan, Restore Freedom Fund, to Restore Freedom, and we can free America. Folks, you know that the communist Black Lives Matter group has paid over $30 billion a year last year's by mega corporations that are owned and controlled by, you know, BlackRock and Vanguard and State Street. Yes. What if we could have $30 billion coming through the freedom movement? What if we get that money? From what we used to give to the swamp, to our slave masters, to our murderers, to enslave and kill us further. Don't give it to them, folks. You want America to become like Iran, where I came from? Do something. Get involved, folks. It's your opportunity, my friend. to be part of something fantastic. You feel great that you're part of restoring freedom in America. Okay? And folks, if you choose to do that, I got a bonus for you. And that is step 7. That is, folks, spread the word, okay? Tell others about it, folks, and free Americans. And folks, you all could be modern day Paul Revere's like you see here. Get on the Freedom Lawful horse and join the Restore Freedom Plan and tell other American people about us, the law, about the law, and American families can be restored once again. You were meant to live a free life. America is still the greatest country on earth. It's gotten bad, but it's still not gone. It's our opportunity, our right and duty to reclaim it. It's not an accident that you came across this video. Seek the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Check out our website, freedomlawful.org, for more, and call us if you have any questions. Thank you for watching. Okay. After that, folks, now I'm going to go to answer any and all questions that you may have about this topic or restore freedom in general. Okay. So let me start. I got a pen and piece of paper. I don't have one. Do you have one back there by any chance? So take notes for people. I need a piece of paper and the pad also, please. Okay. So, folks, I'm going to take your questions one person at a time. And we have a call, first call from area code. 813. Folks, we're going to put the call number on the screen. If you have a question, just go ahead and call the number we're going to put on the screen for you. Okay? 657-383-1755. Call that number. Okay? And then on your telephone pad, you push 1. That will let me know that you have a question, and I will take your question one person at a time. So, call from area code 813. 913 area code caller. For your privacy, give me only your first name, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please.
Yeah, I'm Nathan. I heard about you through the website. I've been following you for a time, but I never really needed you until now. So I have a major event, a lot of income. So how do I get services?
Hold on, hold on. Two things. You said you to our website you have found us, but how did you get to our website? And how long ago was that that you got to our website? Remember?
I heard about you for years. I've been knowing about you for years. I can't tell you when I first heard about you, but I didn't need your services until now.
Okay. Yeah. No problem. Go ahead, my friend. What is your question?
You don't know how famous you are.
Thank you.
Yeah, I have a major event coming up sometime, and I want to know how to avoid the taxes. I'm talking about a large income coming in.
Okay, and so what's your question?
Yeah, how can I retain?
Is it inheritance? Is it gambling winning? Is it some bonus?
Some
dividends? What
kind
of money is it coming to you?
Currency revaluation.
Currency devaluation. Okay, so you're going to have investment in currencies. You have a big gain. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Roughly how much? Millions? Hundreds of millions, billions, how much is it about?
Millions.
Millions, okay.
Can't say, but
All right.
Okay, let's say if it's the minimum rate, it should be at least 25 to 30 million.
Okay, 25 or more million. Okay, got it, all right. And what is your question, my friend?
Yeah. I don't want to pay no taxes, so how can I retain your assistance?
You want to restore freedom plan, okay? And right now your membership would be anywhere from 2,000 minimum to whatever that may be. Because remember, when Freedom Lawful guarantees that we will fight for you and win for you And even if it were to lose, that you'd be reimbursed. That means if the IRS comes after you, let's say you made $100,000, IRS will come after you for this much. If you make $100 million, IRS will come after you potentially for a lot more. So I would have to, the more your potential liability to the IRS to come after you, right, if I mess with you, the more we have to charge. So, but right now you don't make that much, obviously.
That makes sense.
So your membership would be pretty low. And
yes,
then we get on your transaction that you have, you know, then for the next year your membership would be obviously far more. I will completely guarantee you. Essentially, what IRS would have wanted for you through deception, whatever that would be, okay, 70% of that you get to keep, okay? It's your money. Don't pay them this money. Keep 70% of it, okay? And then 30% of it you contribute to the Restore Freedom Fund by becoming part of the Restore Freedom Plan. With that, we'll take care of everything for you, give you unlimited consultation, unlimited review of any paperwork you got, any letter writing needs to be done, responses to any IRS time issue. We will write the response for you, email it to you to print, sign, and mail out. You will not go to prison guaranteed because you will rely on the law as published in the government's official legal website. We have a record of that because you sent a letter to congressmen. And if you were to lose the case, the IRS takes money from you, $1 million, whatever, we'll reimburse you. So that's essentially what you want to do. You join right away, even though your membership might be small, maybe only 10 or 5 or just 2,000 minimum. We even allow payment plans. You know that for the 500 is the absolute minimum we start with. So we'll start with that, and we can go over things and plan things out. And then one more thing you want to do is when you become when this transaction is about to happen, we will help you to the third party, not have them send the false 1099 report to the IRS about your monetary transaction, because only places or people that perform functions of federal public office, when they pay someone else, not 1099, somebody else, and the people paying you are not performing functions of federal public office. Therefore, we make sure no false 1099 goes to the IRS at all to begin with. Does that answer your question?
Great. Yes, yes, very much. I'm glad that you'd be there to assist me. Yes, very, very good. Okay, well, I'm going to go on your site and I'm going to join up the minimum at first, and then I'll gradually go up.
Yeah, call office tomorrow. Any of my activists will answer phone, answer questions, guide you through, give you some more details, my friend. And we want to make sure you do it right. And that's how we're going to take our country back, folks. Every one of you participate, big and small. It all adds up.
Yeah.
So thanks for calling, Nathan. Any other questions? You good?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, good day.
By the way, before I forget, I'll be at the Red Pill Expo, folks. I got to tell you guys all about that. Two events, okay? Red Pill Expo, here it is, coming up on my screen. You see, in Des Moines, Iowa, okay? August 12th and 13th, the Red Pill Expo is going to be in Des Moines, Iowa. Okay, and they got a lot of great speakers. I'll be speaking there also, folks. Okay, we're going to play part of Slave Nation and see all of the great speakers and more that you want to hear from. So if you cannot be there in person, fine. Just go ahead and sign up at redpillexpo.org for the online watching the whole thing. Also, I'll be August 20th on the West Coast. The Reawaken America Tour, okay, in Las Vegas coming up, okay. So I'll be there. Here we go. And here is, August 25th and 26th, okay. So go to thrivetimeshow.com, thrivetimeshow.com for more detail, August 25th, 26th. If Las Vegas is better for you, come there. I'll be there in Las Vegas as well. Anybody else with any more questions? Let's put the number on the screen one more time. If you have a question, please call 657-383-1755. And on your telephone keypad, press 1, and I will take a call right now. 657-383-1755. Then press 1 on your telephone keypad, and I will take a question now. All right, so since you have no more questions, let me remind you this, folks. What you want to do is to free yourself. People call me and tell me, hey, Mon, I've been watching your videos. I said, no. You don't want to just watch my videos. You need to go through the 7 steps to free yourself of IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Not some random videos on my social media. Specific 7 steps first. So that's when you go there. If you're lost to the upper, on the top right, click on Start the 7 Steps, okay? And you scroll down. You see here the 7 steps in front of you. Just scroll down to each step, or on the left, watch the videos and read the materials there, okay? Now, listen, we do have some people with questions. We have someone from area code 626 with a question. Another person from area code 505 with a question, and also a caller with the text that says, how is it, in email, how is it states that Pennsylvania can differ from the Constitution says concerning taxes? Good question. Because you see, America is not one country. America is 50 countries. Every state is a country. America is a United States. It is a country, folks. Germany is a state. Israel is a state. Japan is a state. So Florida, California, Nevada. Some of the corner hooks lockdowns were done. State federal government has the limited powers. So the limitation of the U.S. Constitution basically applies the taxing limitation, all written for, that apply to the federal government. The states, if there's any limitations on their powers, then it's in a state constitution, you see. So remember, the states are sovereign countries and states. Pennsylvania chose to have a direct tax on a citizen completely independent of the federal government. So did New Jersey, Alabama, and Mississippi, okay? But all the other states that claim to have a state income tax, they don't. The ones that do, they all follow the federal laws or the federal forms. Federal definitions or the federal forms. Therefore, if you don't have to file a federal income tax form, you don't have to file a state tax form either. So, good question. By the way, you guys should all take advantage of our frequently asked question part of our website on the top of the page. Up left, FAQ, folks, okay? Frequently asked questions ask a lot of these common questions that people think about and want to know it's there. So don't just go to our social media wildly looking here and there or say, hey, Mark, I saw you last week or month ago. By going here, you find many of your commonly asked questions asked here. Here's the one. What about state income taxes? There it is. There's a video on this topic in more detail, right? So go there and get to watch the video here, okay? And you answer this question in even more detail, which I give you, okay? Let's go to the, and before we go on to 626 and 505, let me note that call from area code 360 is next after them. So from area code 626 caller, please give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Hi, Pavan. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you. What is your name?
Hi, my name is Alan, and I'm calling from Chinatown, California. And I heard from you from one of the YouTube interviews from forgot her name, but she's a retired surgeon in the Army. Do you recall?
Retired surgeon from the Army. She. Yes. I don't recall what. I know Dr. Judy Mikovits. I know Dr. Lee Barrett. You know, I know Dr. Jane Ruby. You know, but all right. Very well.
Well,
what is your
yes,
question?
My question is, first, this year is my first year to going through. I'm on step number 5 now. I just submitted a certified the report. I think 39 pages to the 3 representatives, and based on listening to you. Now, my question is, here's my situation is, in 2017, I had crypto profits, and at that time, I wasn't sure how to report it, so I did not, when I did my 1040, I did not declare that, but I since then, I had a CPA help me amend, and I found out I had $20,000 tax liability. My CPA helped with the IRS to do a payment plan of $430 a month, which I have been paying for the last couple of years now. And now that my financial situation changed, I discussed with my CPA. He gave me an option, and that option is, one, he can help me with something called offer in compromise. My question is, what would the best step I can take to stop paying the IRS the $430 a month, or do the offer and compromise, which he said could either lower my payment or stop the payment, and after he analyzed my financial situation. And it's not going to be free. He said it's going to cost $4,000.
This guy's milking you pretty good. You should have left you
alone.
Yeah. You know, IRS would obviously didn't notice anything about you and have left you alone even if you followed that confession form for 2017. But he had you file a new confession form, O&M 20 plus thousand, paying over $400 a month. Do not do an offer and compromise. That is a trap. When you do that, you guys must be poor, broke, have nothing to qualify. Because it's not that big. Only $20,000. If it was $20 million, yeah, you qualify. But I don't think you're that rich. How much you make a year right now, roughly?
Right now, about 40.
You make about $50,000 a year. Well, it's not that much in California, but the problem further with that is now you have to come under oath everything you that you own, assets, liabilities, income, time, everything. But you must agree for the next 5 years to file and pay on time. Otherwise, wherever they lowered it, the jack back up. Why pay $4,000 on $20,000? No. Just don't do that. If you want, you can just stop paying them. They probably will leave you alone. You're low income anyways. And they're not even come after people, really. The IRS collections are down by way over 90%. In fact, I should show that to you guys, folks. The IRS is a broken down entity. I have it in step 3. If you go to our website, here we go to step 3. Here it is. And you go to step 3 inside the page. Here we go. I got a chart here. You'll see that here. Look at this. Look at this, folks. This is IRS collections from 2010 on the top first line to the bottom one, 2021. Look how much they've come down by over 90% drop. IRS taking people's bank accounts and paychecks. You know, if you want to pay them, go ahead. But, you know, definitely don't do offer compromise. any other questions before I go to the next caller, Alan?
Say again?
Any other questions? Are you good?
I guess, okay, so you're saying that I have an option to not, or to stop, you know, I have like, I don't know, maybe 5 more years to pay the $430 a month. And you're suggesting maybe I can stop the payment?
If you want to, it's up to you. You can if you want to. I wouldn't, but you can if you want to. It's your choice. Okay? All right. I got it. So think about the options and make the decision. There's nothing more I can tell you about that topic. This topic is done. Any other topic? You good for right now?
Okay. Well, I'm just afraid that, you know, I'm going to start getting letters from the IRS and they're going to, I don't know.
Alan, listen to me. Alan, listen to me. I'm a very busy guy. I charge $1,000 an hour privately. I don't have the time to hold your hand. Anybody that calls me, hold your hand. I can't do that. I'm sorry. I can't. There's any one of me. Okay? Look, you got to go through the 7 steps on my website. Okay? You don't make a lot of money. So pay yourself by going to our website, okay, and go to step number 3. Okay, jump to right step 3. Okay, realize that I'm mostly bluff. Watch a short 1-minute video here. Watch more videos below there. All this stuff, watch and read this stuff. You got to empower yourself. I cannot give you a class on this live. Okay, you got to do it for yourself. You'll be free. So thank you. I hope you take the time to watch videos on step 3. Okay. Let's go to New Mexico, area code 505, caller. Give your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Oh, hi. Hello, hi. This is Jim, and hi, Peeman. I just want to say that I did fill out that form yesterday and I sent it out, but apparently I didn't put the $500 in it, so I'll cut that out to you soon. I was excited.
No problem, my friend.
I was
no
excited,
problem.
And I just I got absent minded, and I said, "Oh, shoot!" But I've been looking at you for now about a month or so, and I heard about you through Dr. Lee Merritt, and on that one interview you had, she had an interview with you, and it sounds really good, very promising. But my main concerns is, you know, I have a very large business. We do about $12 million total, over $12 million in the business. By the way, I've got an email I sent to you. If you want to look at that yourself and see. Just go from that. We can do that, or you can then ask any questions or whatever you'd like to do. That, but either I can keep going on here. But did you see that email?
No. When did you send it out to us?
I sent it out just before the show.
Oh no, that's too short of a notice for us to see to be
okay.
Get it right now.
All right,
sorry.
Well, I'll just kind of read this out to kind of paraphrase what you're saying here. But So we, you know, we have a big, you know, a restaurant and also a manufacturing company, and my concerns is, you know, especially with the manufacturing company, you know, we're very targeted. You know, we're in food manufacturing, and they
hold
very.
Hold on, I have a trouble hearing. Hold on, you got bad connection,
okay.
Jim. Hold on, I don't hear all your words very good. Are you in a speakerphone or a computer phone?
No, I've got a headset.
Your worst.
I got a headset on.
You know what?
Headset. I have a headset.
Okay, try to get close to the microphone a little bit and maybe
okay.
Go a little slower than might help. I heard you say you have a large business. You have a $12 million in sales, I guess, annually. I heard you say that. And then you mentioned
yes.
Restaurant business or something. I didn't hear those very good.
And we also have a food manufacturing company.
Okay.
So
what
my concerns are.
Combined $12 million revenue. Is that what you mean to say?
Yeah. Yes,
okay.
Combined, yeah, probably over that. But so the concern is, you know, we're targeted already being in the food manufacturing business. You know, the deep state does not – they want to keep that all to themselves. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. And so we're on their radar, and I'm thinking what kind of repercussions we can have. If I go ahead and opt out and stop filing and, you know, and
are we going to be, audited, and what happens then? And you know, we'll probably be audited, which I feel okay if that. You know, we're a very legit company. We don't everything's on board, but we don't do any skimming or anything like that. So I'm not worried about that. But them finding anything, they're going to find something, of course. But what else could they do? Could they go ahead? Can the state come after us and do some things? And I just want to know, is this kind of crazy trying to do this with the size of business we have? And, and I have an identical twin brother that he works with me too on this. So just want to be very careful going forward here with what I'd like to do here, because I don't like paying these criminals, these extortions, and paying these ransom fees or whatever. But what do you think on that?
Okay. That's a very good question you're asking. Let me give the answer to you. It's really on our step three. Step three is really one of my favorite steps. It's just so fun. Let me get that to you in front of you so you'll see that. Okay, here we go. Let's go step three, right? Realize the IRS is mostly bluff, okay? I'm going to go to the third bullet here. Since 2016, IRS has deliberately chosen to leave repeat non-files alone. That's right. They have chosen to leave repeat non-files alone since 2016. Why, you say? Why? Because for every $1 that the IRS spends on filers, the IRS collects $340. Whereas for the same $1 spent on non-filers, the IRS collects only $2. Mm-hmm. And look at this. These filers that they, for every dollar, they make $340. Guess what? Since 2001, there has been a 90% decrease in forced collections. Levy, take your money, bank account, paycheck, business. 90% down because the IRS is so going down. You want to watch this video right here, 9-minute video. IRS has left us alone. You absolutely want to watch that, okay? And then, in fact, there's a chart on there that absolutely will blow you away. I'm going to bring it up for all of you guys, okay? It takes you to our audit channel, okay? And if you go in there, you see a report from the United States Treasury Department, okay? And this U.S. Treasury Department report that came out, here it is. I'm going to bring it up for you right now. Okay, high-income non-filers owing billions of dollars are not being worked by the IRS. Wow, that is amazing. Okay, and so there's another report like that, but here's another one. Look at the chart on how much they used to come after non-filers on the left of the chart, the blue line, and it goes down on the right. From 2009 on the left, top left, the red line, it's about a million. Down to right to about 1,000. A million to about 1,000 non-filers. That's crazy that how much IRS has fallen apart. You know, I'm going to zoom on this a little bit more for you guys. You see that. From a million, guess what? Look at the bottom right. Here we're going to go to, look at that on the right side. Zoomed in. That's only 1,000. Non-filers, 25,000 minus 24,000. So it's false that they will come after you as a non-filer. I don't care how big you are. And I mean, I don't care how big you are. You can make $100 million a year. Doesn't matter. Watch. Okay. It'll blow you away, my friend. Okay. This is from this report I read you about. Okay. From May 2020, high-income non-filers owing billions of dollars are not being worked by the IRS. Now, in this report, one of the things that they did is make recommendations. I told the IRS, look, why don't you go after the rich people? We identified 100 non-filers that each owe the IRS about $100 million. Here it is, their name, address, or street number. Again, go after them. Now, this is not some agent from the top. The auditors tell the IRS headquarters to go after them. you think Dallas would say, oh, sure, no problem. Thank you. They slipped through the crack somehow, right? See? If you see it right here, it says U.S. Treasury officers gave a list of 100 richest income tax non-filers who each would owe the IRS about $100 million. I recommend that the IRS to go after these people. The IRS is so broken, disorganized, lazy, and irresponsible that the IRS refused to commit to going after these extremely rich, high-income non-filers. You want to see it right there? I got the source document right there at page 19, all right there. See, now I'm not making this stuff up. Here it is. Okay? Zoom on it. Okay? You see that, right? The language I'm telling you. Boom, the holiday areas. So if you, your business makes gross of $12 million, you know, your net may be $5 million. You might owe the IRS a couple of $3 million. That's nothing. Come about these guys that reach owe the IRS about $100 million each that the IRS decides to leave them alone because so irresponsible, so lazy. So don't worry, you'll be just fine, my friend. And you know we're gonna when you give us a tracking number for the payment, we'll talk about it in more detail for yourself. Any other questions, Jim?
Okay, so you're saying basically that. They just don't have the manpower, plus we have the law on our side, I guess, and so they won't be putting any liens on us, on our property, you know, basically.
Right. And okay. On top of that, remember, freedom laws, but liens don't matter. Liens are mean nothing. Lien is just a claim
liens.
On your real estate, and if you sell it or refinance it, then they get paid. What you don't want is a levy when they take your bank account, take your paycheck. Take your commission. No, that will not happen. If you join the short freedom plan, and it happens, we'll fully reimburse you.
Okay.
So that's why you want to join the short freedom plan. Yeah, and you still remember, instead of giving them this all this money, you keep 70% of the money which you would give in the IRS, right? That's yours. 30% you contribute to the short freedom plan. And you get unlimited consultation. I'll show you all the help. Everything, you peace of mind you want and need, here it is. You drain the swamp. You don't give it to our enemies. Right? I guarantee you're not going to prison because you're following the law as published on government's official legal websites with a record of that being made. We do custom responses to IRS if and when necessary. And you get unlimited consultation to make sure you understand everything and you're prepared. All of this is included in the Restore Freedom Plan. And for others, you can get paid on top of that also. All right? Any other questions?
So you're saying I'll be saving 70% of my federal income tax, correct?
Correct. And on top of that, you could have your business become an employer freedom plan member, and no more income tax withholding from your employees, no more payroll taxes out of their paycheck, no more matching payroll taxes by you either. That's about 30% more that comes to you and your employees. Your employees will take a lot more home. You get to keep a lot more, be a lot more profitable, and can expand.
Okay. That sounds unbelievable. But let me ask you this now. How do you know how much income I make? Is it all done by the honor system? Because I'm not filling out a tax form.
Yes. It's based upon how much you want to be protected for. For example, you know, in your case, let's suppose you said you make $12 million gross. Let's say your net is, $5 million. Well, and if you're looking at
it's the restaurant business.
I don't know. Let's say $1 million. Make it sound round number. $1 million.
Yeah, maybe $1 million is more realistic. And then if you had a business, both businesses were firing on 8 cylinders.
Right.
And then you'd probably
million.
Make 8.
$1 million.
Since we're taking off
Offices. Right.
Heavy losses right now.
If you make $1 million, then you're paying tax about, let's see. Yes, sir?
So, So that's the question there too. So how do you know exactly if I'm telling you the truth when it comes to that? We're honorable people, but how does that work out? And then, you know, then also I'm in
crypto too. Because I tell you what, if the IRS comes after you, turns out you lied, you get limited or no protection. It's on you to be honest.
Okay.
So basically, if the IRS comes after you down the road, we'll know how much you made.
I see.
And if you told us you made only $200,000, made actually made $1 million. Well,
okay.
Guess
and
what?
Then, so on,
you would not
on
get no
payments,
coverage. You get no protection from us.
So these payments to you, are they done on a quarterly basis?
It could be done that way also. In fact, if you pay before the during that year versus waiting until after next year, when not wait for next year, you get a discount. You get 10% discount if you pay during the year quarterly, like you said, versus having to pay the next year.
Okay. And so crypto is a little tricky, you know, like crypto is. So we probably just pay that once a year, figure that out. But because, you know, it goes up and down. I guess you could still pay it at quarterly if you do some sales and do that. One thing is you guys don't take Monero, which is very surprisingly, since, you know, as smart as you are and all that, I'm just really surprised that you're not taking a privacy token, a coin.
I may take Monero. I took it for a while, but I like Monero. But it's not as liquid as Bitcoin and Ethereum, but everybody does Bitcoin and Ethereum. You know, and what you can do is to convert your Monero to a Bitcoin and Ethereum because they're more liquid and more stable.
Fine. For me, I think it'd be smarter for you too, though, but that's, you know, you do your own business. I guess you're not worried about the IRS anyway. But why do you do make us pay cash like that? I mean, is that just to kind of keep yourself under the radar more, or what is that about when it comes to, you know, I had to pay $500, you wouldn't take it in on a check for them, or it's for my own protection?
Because that's a very good question about why we don't take bank instruments. The sure fact, under if speaking, we ask questions, I have that also. Let me ensure that we did for more detail, but I'll tell you orally as well about that. Okay, where is that about? Here we go. Is mailing cash safe? Yes, no, but another question, why we take cash only? Let me see about, here we go. Why does Freedom Law School only accept cash or cryptocurrency for payments, right? Well, because the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in 1976 that the American people have no expectation of financial privacy when using banks and bank instruments to conduct their financial affairs. In other words, you don't mind if the government knows everything about your finances. And that the court also concluded that the American people give up the right to financial privacy voluntarily when you use banks. Yeah, I have an article about this thing. So we don't want to give up our privacy. We don't have to. We have an absolute First Amendment guarantee right to speak about government corruption, write about it, do broadcasts about it, associate with like-minded people, around Congress a lot, say, hey, you, clean up the government. You work for us, Congress, and they have not a dadgum business. What do we do? If you use banking, we give up our privacy, which we don't want to give. And we don't have to give to them. Okay?
Okay, I might have one more question. So, do you have any more questions?
Sure, go ahead.
I got another question. Do you guys have quite a bit of clients? Is that all this, you know, you don't want to deal with that. Do you have quite a few clients? Are you getting a lot more?
Let me tell you, you know that IRS, yeah, I must assume they watch every one of my broadcasts, everything I run in my website, right? I'm a good chess player. Since I was 6 years old, I play chess. One thing you learn in chess, you predict your enemy's actions and don't give them anything. The less they know about me, what I do, the better. Right?
Yes.
Because these crooks are, you know, they try to deviate and twist things around. So that is one of those things that, for protection of myself and our students and the work that we do to restore freedom, They don't have a right or need to know. So I don't give that to anybody because I don't know who is asking the question. It could be a government agent, spy, which is none of their business to know what we got going on. But know this. Our thought process is 1994. Started field law school in 1996. And since 2001, I've had the Royal Freedom Package, which is now the Restore Freedom Plan, helping people, guiding them, and helping people to be free. So you know, I obviously got more than two members.
Okay. Let me ask you this then. So with our corporation and all that, my twin brother and I, we're partners. So, you know, if this is going to work, I feel it's going to work, and he's going to see me not have to pay all these taxes. And then I think from there he'll go on, and I'll get all my employees on. And then from that, I'd like to go ahead and get our corporation free of this tyranny too. Do you do that with forming foundations and trusts and all that? Do you know how to do that?
No, because, in fact, funny you asked me about that. I was telling my researcher, I've been wanting to create a corporate freedom plan also. And actually right now, I said we're going to be putting this up in the next couple of weeks, write the terms of the agreement, the petition to Congress, all the stuff to have the corporations like yours be free. I mean, you do food processing and Tyson and all these huge corporations, you know, that you compete with, guess what? Your business, my friend, a Patriot business, is going to be much more efficient because you're not paying all those corporate taxes legally. Mm-hmm. You don't have to pay. Not paying payroll taxes from the employees, or you're matching payroll taxes. No withholding tax when you pay your employees. No income tax on you or your brother. I mean, man, you could self-finance and grow, and that's one way we're going to take our country back, because eventually your companies like you, will be bigger and more powerful than Walmart and Amazon, Home Depot, and Lowe's. Why? Because you are not burdened by all these taxes that end up taking close to 50% of your profits. You automatically 50% pay raise. You have to pay for all these expenses of accounting, all these CPAs, or waste your money for them to save you. You'd be free. So, yes, that is also something we can do future for your corporation as well as your employees and yourself and your brother.
So you're saying that in the future you'll be doing the corporate stuff. So we get out of this U.S. corporation and be a state, I guess, a state entity. I'm not exactly sure all the terminology on it, but there's ways to form it that, you know, your foundation and you work with trust or something like that. I'm not exactly sure, but you guys are looking at doing that in the future.
You don't need to do that at all. No, you don't need to do that at all. Not necessary. You could just say that's an option. You can have your business be a corporation. It could be a foundation, a limited liability company. You have options. When you become a member, that's something we'll consult on, and we'll discuss the needs of your business and your company and your family. What works best for you, and then I'll give you some options. You may stay with what you have, the corporation. You may decide to do another form of business, like LLCs, for example. If so, I'll recommend to somebody else that does create entities to do it for you properly.
Okay, because we are a corporation. Our business is incorporated, but we do have an LLC or a partnership.
Right. All that will be reviewed in more detail, and your options become more clear to you. I'll give you options. Depending on your personal family and business situation, different things may work for you. Again, you might stay with what you got, or you may want to change it. At the time, we'll review everything in full. That's where you get unlimited consultations, just custom-made to your needs.
So, I'm going to cut this short here, but once again, so you're saying that our corporation should be fine. If they go after us, and, you know, just as long as we're doing everything legit, I should be fine. Everything should be fine, I guess, huh?
Yes. Your corporation will also be fully protected. We protect it. We win. Any IRS issue comes up, we'll win. But even if we were to not win and it take $1 million in the bank account of the corporation, Freedom Law School will reimburse you in full, the whole $1 million.
Okay. Is that written down on paper?
Yes.
Okay.
On a Restore Freedom Plan, in fact. Mm-hmm. Yes, on a website, yes.
Okay, so if they audit us, you guys would be in our corner there, just take them easy on us or whatever. I mean, we don't do anything like, say, legit. We're not skimming. We're not doing anything like that. We just, you know, they can go after nitpick us, but it's still costly because I'm going to probably have to hire another person to do that, to just, you know.
Remember.
Uh-huh.
If there's a need for any accountants, CPAs, or attorneys in law school, we'll pay them. Under my direction,
okay.
Under my supervision, everything's paid. You pay zero additional cost. All you have to
because
do is maintain your membership in our Restore
okay.
Freedom Plan, and you're protected. Your, for your employee
and
situation, not withholding, maintain your employer freedom plan, the business is protected. The corporation doesn't pay corporate taxes, maintain their corporate freedom plan, the corporation will be protected. Nothing
okay.
got to be paid by you. Your law school takes all responsibility, and you're completely protected and safe.
Okay, because, you know, we've never been audited. We've been, my twin brother and I have been taking over the business in 89.
Mm-hmm.
We've never had, and I by the IRS, I mean, we've been audited by human services and all that stuff, but they've never done anything, you know, just little things like that, but nothing by the IRS,
right.
So, yeah. Okay.
Right.
Well, this sounds good, man. I'm looking forward to getting a talk, and I'll have my CFO there. And I'll have a couple other people there, and we'll review this tape for sure, and then get a view of it. And I think I hope we can get on board with you soon. Thank you
all
very
right,
much.
Friend,
I think unless you guys have any questions. Okay, I think,
well, good.
I think
we'll
we're
talk,
all good.
I'm sure when you give us a track number for your
okay.
consultation package, we'll talk maybe tomorrow, anyways, or next week. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Meanwhile, remember what you want to do. What you want to do is this, Jim, okay? You want to go to our website, okay, and start the 7 steps, okay?
I've done that.
When you go to 7 steps, what you want to do is you want to go through them, the 7 steps briefly. Get familiar with all 7 steps briefly, right? Maybe watch, spending every step, maybe 10 minutes, okay? 10,
okay.
12 minutes, each of 7 steps, okay? Then
okay.
come back to the steps and get more detail. And everything would become
great.
Clear for you, my friend. All right?
I will. I've reviewed it at least a couple times, but I'm going to go one more time and just kind of get more detailed into it so I can really get a feel of what's going on here. So
yes.
feel confident.
Yes.
Thank you.
Exactly.
And
remember,
thank you so much.
If you have questions about our website or what they say or what you're looking for something, you're not sure, call us, folks. Let's put
okay.
our number on the screen, our Freedom Law School number, folks. We welcome you to call us. Another
yeah,
call
I've called
number,
you guys
Freedom Law School number.
Yeah.
Well, our office
guys,
number is
great.
8. My
yeah,
access will help
you.
Here's our office number. Call 813-444-4800.
Yeah.
We'll help you guide you to our website, the answers you're looking for you to find them easily.
So, yeah, and I've called you at least 3 or 4 times, and your people are great. They always respond. You know, they're very good. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for calling, my friend. I appreciate that. All right. We got 2 more callers.
Okay.
And let's see, looking they're both for the same 36 area code, not the same person calling in twice. Okay, no problem. All right, call from America 360. Please give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please. Are you there? Call from area code 360. You're alive. Let's try the other number he got. He's called twice for some reason. I don't know how that he does that, but call from America 360. You're live with Freedom Law School. Are you there? America 360, if you're there, ask your question. Otherwise, we're going to go to somebody else. Okay, he's not there right now. Folks, the number to call us for ask a question, I'll put it on the screen one more time, one last chance if you have any questions. I'll answer for you right now before I bid you all good evening. The number to call us if you have a question, let's put it on the screen, is 657-388-3175. Telephone pad, press 1. That will let me know you have a question. I'll take your question next. 657-383-1755. Press 1 on your telephone keypad, and I will take your question now. Okay? Let's see. Nobody else? Any more questions? Okay. Well, folks, yep. I'm going to try one more time, Erica 360. You want me to try one more time? All right. One more try for you, my friend. Call from Erica 360. Are you there? Go ahead and speak up. Let's try the other number here one more time. Call from Erica 360 one more time if he's there. If you're there, my
friend,
can you
hear me?
Speak up for Erica. Not going to hear you yet. What is your first name?
Oh, okay. Yeah, this is Donley. I called last week with a question also. I heard you interview on the show Taxation is Theft on YouTube. I have a couple of questions about step five. So I have a 16-year-old who wants to get a job soon. And so do I need to add her name to the package to send to the representatives, or do we need to have her fill out her own?
It's best if she fills out, or he or she fills out her own, because the fact that, you know, this letter will be good for her for the rest of her life. So
okay.
10 years, 40 years from now, somebody asks, hey, how come, where's this other person on there? Oh, that's my father. Why do you have him on there? Well, back then, 20 years ago, I was still 16, so I put his name on there. So it's best to have it. Her do her own petition to Congress separate from yours.
Okay. Well, and I think that answered my second question, because that question was, how often do we need to send these letters? Every year, every new Congress, or every new representative? But once will work?
Once in your lifetime, by certified mail,
okay.
Keep record of it, is enough.
All right. Well, those were my two questions. Thank you.
You're most welcome, folks. That's the beauty of a Restore Freedom Plan, folks. Okay, it's so simple to free yourself. One time, send 3 petitions to your congressman, and you're free for the rest of your life. It is so simple. So be sure to go to freedomlawschool.org. Follow the 7 steps there. Any question you got, call us, okay? And we'll do our best to help you live free. And remember, we want you to tell other people about Freedom Law School, because other people like you are there. They're looking, waiting for you to tell them about us. So don't think, oh, they're not interested. No, don't be negative. Some people are closed-minded, sure. There's a lot of people that are open-minded also. A lot of people are looking for answers, okay? So talk to everybody you know. Text and email everybody you know about our website, okay? Now, if you have a question, sometimes by text, okay? And the question is, how are there only 1,000 followers? Do the letters? Oh, here we were. You got it on there for me? I can read off there if you want me to. It's no problem. Do the letters have to be addressed to the same representatives of location you currently reside? Well, you technically speaking, should write to the senators of your state and the House of Representative member of the area where you live, because they are the ones that are legally supposed to represent you in the U.S. government. So, you know, yes, you should send it to them, and one time is enough. Now, if you're moving someplace else, you can send them to that state senators or that House member from that area from your new address you'd be having. That's fine, too. But, yeah, one time asking questions is sufficient. Now, they're asking how there are only 1,000 followers. Talk about YouTube bandwidth with 23 subscribers. Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, folks, we had another channel, and we got so successful reaching people, educating, waking up people, that we had about, I think, about 23,000 subscribers officially, and YouTube closed our accounts. So we just started a new one, and we're on Odyssey, Rumble, and BitChute. And Odyssey is my favorite channel because they have the best usability and features like YouTube. It's very user-friendly, easy to find playlists, stuff like that. In fact, I'll show you guys that if you want. If you go on our website, go on the watch at the top right, the watch for social media. When you go there, Odyssey has a kind of a strange name, not easy to spell for some people, but it's really better than Rumble also. I think, is it BitChute up there? It was BitChute up there too. We should BitChute up there just in case. But anyhow, you click on Odyssey, and IRS has, it is very much looks like YouTube functionality. It has, for example, you know, you can go to content, okay, on the as a good at the right bottom as a good search, you know, like, you know, right? Do you see that the search capability? Okay, and search very works good on the playlist as some you know, as got has playlists. And Rumble is more famous as the but it's not easy name to remember, but it's not as functional as YouTube, but it's all there. Again, if you have any questions, call us, my friends. We will have to guide you through our social media and our website resources for you. Okay? Do you have any other questions? That is it. Okay, folks, remember, I love every one of you, and I really want you to have a chance, the opportunity to live free. Let's have a live and live life. Love and let life. Let love life. Let's all have fun, prosperity, peace, harmony, okay? And we can do that if we value God's truth, if we seek the truth. If you seek the truth shall set you. I cannot do it. You are the one. You have to educate yourself. You have to empower yourself first. And only then, if you want my assistance and protection and support, then I can also be involved in protecting you, backing you up further, okay? But it all starts from you. You have the key to your freedom. So go to freedomlawschool.org. Take the 7 steps to free yourself of IRS deception, robbery, and slavery now. Thank you. 29 minutes. It was not too long. Maybe it's a short one. I did a short one. Did I do a short one?
Oh, yeah.
It's a short one. It's a short one. I got to do a short one. Yeah. Yeah.
It's 8:41.
11:21.
The first one, the full version of the
play. Oh, so 20 minutes left. Let's go pee. I'll be right back.
I should do a short version of the whole long thing.